This episode is from the archives, so some of the subjects mentioned may be out of date.
Hi, Peter Twist here again with a new radio show. This time we meet Ramon Williamson and Bob Silber, who talk about Bob's obsession.
A month ago, I raked in over $12,000 in one day.
Terry Dean talks about traffic.
Traffic's not the most important thing to a website, and so many webmasters are making the mistake because they think it is.
And we meet Ron Woodham, who says that if he can run an internet business, anyone can.
In the first 3 years, 3 to 4 years after I retired, I was making mistake after mistake.
First to Florida, and a few years ago I went to a seminar put on by marketing legend Willie Crawford. We were due to go out fishing, but it got cancelled because of bad weather, so we all headed back into the conference centre. Ramon Williamson decided to ask all the attendees what they had learned from the weekend, and one of those people was one of the speakers, Bob Silber.
Bob Silber is probably the single, no, not probably, he is definitively the single number one, and I guess for a lawyer you probably should, well, he's a celebrity lawyer. You know, I say experts are tolerated, celebrities are celebrated. So we won't say he's an expert lawyer, but we'll say he's the number one celebrity lawyer, okay, leading authority. Yeah, I like that. Leading authority on legal issues on the internet. In fact, you know, secretly, a lot of the leading internet I've seen something that vaguely appears to resemble Bob's work on Willie's site. I've seen something that vaguely appears to be Bob's work on a number of the leading internet and emerging internet marketers' websites. And so, absolutely, you want to tap into Bob's legal expertise. And one of the things that I like about him, and I'm giving this genuine because, I mean, you know me, I don't just plug people to be plugging them, or I don't plug stuff to just, you know, sell stuff, because this is not what this is about. You need to get his stuff. And the thing that I like about Bob is that he'll let you get access to him on an incremental basis. In other words, you don't have to plunk down a ton of money. You don't have to do a $5,000 retainer. You know, you could just do, you know, a few hundred dollars, can get you the information, get you access, and as you grow, your relationship can grow with him.
So have you had an eye-opener this weekend then?
Let me give you an example. The other day, actually wasn't the other day, a month ago, I raked in over $12,000 in one day. Now I'm telling you that, and I wouldn't say it unless I had proof of it, because you don't want to say those things because that's illegal, and you shouldn't be saying those things if you didn't do it. So anybody wants a copy of that statement from, you know, my merchant account on the web, Authorized Net, I'll send it to them. But I'm going to tell everybody listening to these tapes how not to rake in big money, and you've already tried to pound that into us, and I'm going to try and buttress that and reinforce that. Would you all like to know how not to do that? How you don't do that is you do what I did when I came online. I wrote an ebook and I fell in love with it. It was called Secrets to Writing Internet Marketing Ads. Writing words that scream by me, and I sold it for, I don't know, I think it was $27. I sold a ton of them, and I got rave reviews on it, and I was in love with it. And you know, that little ClickBank thing would come in of $19.95, $27. You know, that was great. I was like on cloud nine. You know, I could go, into the courtroom and make $100,000 a case, but for some weird thing, this brain food of mine that had nothing to do with my expertise, that's what I wanted to do. I was good at writing ad copy, and I wanted to teach others how to do it. So I wrote that ebook, you know, and people, as I'm marketing that ebook, people are like asking me legal questions that they needed to know the answers to. And, you know, I was in love with my ebook. I don't want to be answering these questions, but I did as a courtesy, and I answered their questions, and I became known as answering their legal questions. But I wanted to become known as the guy that wrote Secrets to Internet Marketing.
Stay still.
Okay. I'm getting excited.
No, I know. I'm just calm down.
And I don't get excited, but this story is just too important not to tell you.
Just check your blood pressure. Hang on. Right.
Yeah, I would go to the marketing forums and, you know, in my SIG line, I'd be promoting this little ebook, and, you know, I'd get another $27 sale, and boy, that was great. And I'm not, just what you're saying, I wasn't looking at the big picture. So all of a sudden, it like hit me like a ton of bricks, because I, you know, wanted to start doing some speaking on the internet marketing circuit. And, you know, people didn't want to hear about my ebook. They wanted to know, you know, what message I could give them to keep the government off their back legally. Back when I was selling the ebook, a good day, $100, $200, $300 if you sold a lot of them. Like I just told you the other day, authorized net thing comes in at the end of the day, over $12,000. And that came from branding myself with what's in my head, what I know, rather than what I'm in love with. Mm-hmm. The legal stuff.
Critical distinction.
And, you know, you go to my website, I mean, you don't see anything there for 1995. Oh, my website is internetmarketinglawproducts.com. So if you go over there, there's nothing there for 1995. Although, you know, I've never taken that ebook site down. If you go over there, it's still there for 1995. But I'm still in love with it, but just not as much. You know, it's like when you get a divorce, you're still in love, but maybe not as much as you were.
So what's the web address of your mistress?
The web address of that book is ebookpublications.com. Ebookpublications.com. And that was my first little project way back in 1999.
So you could run over to ebookpublications.com and get a cheap 1995 date.
That's right. Exactly. So the message there that Ramon was giving us, and that the value in these tapes is going to be that you need to develop your expertise, whatever that is, whatever you've been good at in your life. There's a market for it. And it doesn't have to be internet marketing. I don't know whether you're good at riding horses or training dogs or making fur coats for dogs, like the one lady we had. You know, we laugh about it, but I tell you, she's going to make money with that on eBay. You know, there are dog lovers out there that love to spend money on their pets, you know? So she's going to do great with that. You know, I mean, it's funny when you first hear it. What we all should do, and what I've done to just make going from making peanuts to where I can have a day if I want to over $12,000 in one day, that's a pretty good day's pay. And, you know, I'm older now, so I'm lazy and I don't, you know, like to work as much as I used to. And but it's nice knowing that I can generate money when I want to. On the internet. I know how to make money on the internet.
And Bob is still in love with his ebook. Now, one of the worst things to see is that your website has used up or even gone over its bandwidth quota, especially if you don't really want all those visitors because they're not buying your products. So it could be argued that traffic is not the most important thing for a website. Okay, don't take my word for it. Here's Terry Dean.
traffic's not the most important thing to a website, and so many webmasters are making the mistake because they think it is. And let me explain why. Yeah. The reason why that traffic isn't the most important thing is because when you get a visitor to your website, the important part is closing the visitor. How many of those visitors that are coming in are you closing into buying your products and services or signing up for something such as an easing list or an opt-in email list?
Right.
The reason that becomes so important is if we take two different websites, let's take a website that's pulling 3% conversion, so 3 out of 100 people buy who visit that website, mm-hmm. and let's take another one who's getting 1% conversion, so it's getting 1 out of 100. Both of those numbers are still really good numbers online because the average website is less than half of 1%.
Yeah.
Is closing. But that means, we'll just say that they're selling a $100 product. The one who has a 1% conversion rate is earning $1 per visitor to the website because 100 people visit, mm-hmm. one of them buys, $100, they get one, so it's one per visitor, $1. The 3% conversion rate, same product price, would be earning $3 per visitor.
Yeah.
Now, when you start looking at those numbers, think about the difference here. That means that website A, which gets $1 per visitor, mm-hmm. compared to website B, which is getting $3 per visitor, website B can spend a lot more money, can spend a lot more time on generating their traffic,
mm-hmm.
which means, let's just say that I own website B. If I own website B, that means there's a lot of things that I can do to make money with my website. Mm-hmm. I can basically spend up to $3 per visitor to get customers at my website.
Mm-hmm.
And if I was spending, we'll say $2, that means website A is losing money if they do the exact same things I'm doing.
That's right. Yeah, they're losing $2, are they? Well, yeah.
Yeah. And see, that's where the problem comes in, is a lot of people hear all the things about generating traffic, and they get themselves basically at a loss because they start trying to do what successful marketers are doing, and they're losing money.
Yeah.
And it's because their conversion rates aren't equal to the higher website. So that's the reason I always talk about conversion rates. At the same time, I talk about traffic because you have to understand the most important thing to do with your website is to get those conversion rates up. Because if you get those conversion rates up, if you're having good closing at your website, then it's easy to generate the website traffic.
Hmm.
Because even if you don't know all the techniques we're going to talk about here, you can still find people out there who have the traffic that you want. And if you make enough money per visitor to your site, all you have to do is make a deal with them.
Yeah, but of course, if your website does not have the right conversion rates, then you're kind of wasting your time trying to get people to come to it in a way, aren't you? You know, or doing a really good joint venture, but then wasting it because nobody will buy from your website.
That's exactly what's happening. And I always talk about traffic generation, even though there's free techniques and there's paid techniques, paid advertising and free advertising, both of them cost you something.
Yeah.
It's either your money or your time.
That's right, yeah.
And I always want to spend my money and my time to get the maximum results back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. If we take the argument that, yes, you should get traffic to your website, there is good traffic and bad traffic then, isn't there? That's the other mistake people seem to make.
Well, there's definitely good traffic and bad traffic. The reason being is I don't care about getting 1 million visitors to my website. What I care about is getting 1 million targeted, qualified visitors who are looking for my products or services.
Yeah.
There's a difference. If I'm selling something related to golf, I don't care how many people looking for internet marketing products show up at my website.
Yes, you know, exactly.
It doesn't make any difference whatsoever. I want people who are interested in my subject, who are looking for my type of product. That's what I want at my website. Anything else is basically just a waste of time and a waste of bandwidth at my website. So I don't even listen to people when they say, hey, I have 10,000 visitors. It's like, well, how much money are you making?
Yeah,
well, not
exactly.
Very much. Well, who cares then?
Yeah, yeah. And as you say, I discovered with my website, and because I seem to have a lot of traffic, but I suddenly saw the bandwidth was going up and up and up, and I thought, no, I don't want this. Please go away. And the other day, somebody actually very kindly offered me a link on their website because I'd helped them with something, but their website had nothing to do with what I was doing, and I had to kind of stop them from putting a link. I said, why? You know, it's a waste of time, isn't it?
It's definitely a waste of time. And, you know, why would you want visitors coming to your website looking for something that you don't offer?
Yeah,
Because then, besides the bandwidth, you also get emails of asking, how they can find what they're looking for.
Yeah, yeah. And also this guy who offered, I said, why do you want to take people away from your website and send them to my website?
So you have to target your traffic. And it's an old rule in direct marketing that even more important than your ad copy, even more important than your product, is finding a group of hungry customers. Mm. And that's what I'm looking for at my website, is I'm looking to generate a group of hungry customers coming to my website. Because if somebody is hungry enough for the product, if somebody is hungry enough for the service being offered, that becomes even more important in the selling process than the ad copy on the site,
yeah,
or even the product being sold.
Terry Dean. Now take heart from my final guest, Ron Woodham. Based in the UK and in his 70s, he's a real inspiration with his energy. Now a successful marketer, Ron explains that it wasn't always easy in the beginning.
I don't think I really knew what I was looking for.
Mm.
And I joined several things, one after the other, of these so-called wonderful opportunities.
Mm.
And one by one, they collapsed.
Oh, right, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, two classic examples is one, a Brit who lived in Spain, set up this business. It was a fantastic business, excellently set up, and it would have been extremely good. There was one sad fact of life. The man was a cowboy, and he ran off with millions of pounds.
Yeah.
The second one, fortunately, I might add, I didn't lose any money with that one.
Oh, okay, right.
I've been extremely lucky in that sense that the things I have been involved in, I actually make it a part of my plan to withdraw my capital as quick as I can,
yeah,
and live off what I'm making. So
yeah,
any business on the online that I did get involved in, fortunately, before things collapsed, I was lucky enough to withdraw my capital.
Because that's a big problem people fall into, isn't it? Especially as pensioners start living off your capital, and that's, you know,
it's a terrible mistake, and it's so easy to do.
Yeah, yeah.
So easy to do.
Yeah, and depending on how much of an optimist you are, you think, oh, well, I'll just carry on for another week. I'll just put another 50 quid in, or
absolutely,
and then it's all gone. Yeah.
Absolutely. You know, the enticements to add more and more are there forever.
Yeah.
I mean, the second big disaster was a investment type program, which on the face of it looked extremely good. The paper accounts you were supplied with was incredibly fantastic. It did grow almost exponentially, and you started thinking, is this real? Can it go on like this?
Yeah, too good to be true.
Absolutely. And yet again, fortunately, on over a period, my wife and I invested something like £6,000 in this scheme.
Yeah, yeah.
And 1 week I drew out £6,400. Two weeks later, boom.
Gone.
The guy's now in jail for fraud.
Oh, really? Really? I mean, that must be reassuring, although nobody would wish ill on you or anything, but reassuring that a man who's been in business for quite a while, the same kind of, this can happen to somebody with business experience. So anybody listening out there who feels that they've made a mistake or whatever, I mean, we always talk about this on this radio station, is you've got to make mistakes, haven't you?
Inevitable,
yeah.
Especially on the internet, because it's extremely easy to be lured into something. And I suppose this is the biggest message. And to be fair, the first 3 years, 3 to 4 years after I retired, I was making mistake after mistake, and I didn't have anybody to turn to or learn from.
Yeah.
Until I bumped into Nick James.
Oh, of course, yeah. Then you could.
And it was just before I got involved with Nick, or heard about Nick, that I decided, you know, I'm wasting my time trying to work other people's schemes. So I've got quite a decent background of business experience and knowledge myself. Why the hell don't I use it online? So it was at that point I decided to run my own business. And 3-4 months later, heard about Nick James, phoned him up, had 2 or 3 conversations, because again, I'm afraid another recommendation I'd make is if you can talk to the people you're going to work with,
yes,
then by all means do so.
Yeah,
find out they're real, find out they've got a serious business themselves, and most certainly that they're in a position to help you get where you want to get.
Again, having been in business, even though some people have lost money on the internet, it's still not as much as you would lose in a bricks and mortar business.
Oh,
is
no,
it?
No way.
No.
No way. I mean, in terms of setting up a high street business, for example, the expenses of so doing are fairly astronomical compared to the internet. And, you know, getting back down to earth on the internet, I literally set aside £50. really? To start my internet business.
Yeah, yeah. And but that, even some people still think that's a lot of money, but it's just not, is it? It's not at all in the grand scheme of things. Right. Okay. Then. So let's look at you had this turnaround. So you thought, I'm not going to keep following other people's schemes. So what did you then develop a plan of action with Nick? What did you do?
Well, again, it's almost evolved by accident because yes, I was looking at a plan of action with Nick in the sense that I was going to become an affiliate and sell some affiliate products.
Right.
And in so doing, and then discovering the need to create and build websites, splash pages, and other such wonderful things, I then hit another brick wall because there's masses of information out there telling you how to do things. But the beginner, the real beginner, is somebody special. They cannot conceivably understand easily the information that's out there. So despite the fact I started to set up a business in September 2006, it wasn't until March 2007 that I actually had something up and running effectively. Because I had to learn the hard way.
Right.
So by accident I moved into then what I now do and continue to do. And that is, I specialise in putting together the nuts and bolts for the real beginner.
Many thanks to Ron Woodham there. And you can find out more about all of this show's guests by clicking on their photos on the webpage. That's all for this time. Thanks for listening. This is Peter Twist saying see you next time.